from Strong & Getty, brought to you by Gendera 76 and Auto Service at Cypress and Pacelli, home of the sign, Redding's last full-service service station since 1979.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more. No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
It's not racist at all, no, not at all. It comes from China.
Yes. Got a little Cardi B going now. So this goes on for quite some time, from what I understand. That's the
not really.
What's
it's
almost
called,
over?
What's it called?
The China Virus remix. So that's a
China.
China. One of the many fantastic coronavirus-related tunes that are out there today.
But of course, you must, as Billy Idol suggested many years ago, be dancing by yourself so you don't speak moistly onto others.
Do not.
Or pant whilst dancing. Hurling your sweat around like in that 80s movie. What was the movie with the dancing steelworker girl?
Flashdance?
That's it.
I mean, I don't know.
A girl made me watch it once. Well, several times.
You don't have a poster on your wall.
That's not how I went for his Halloween several years in a row.
So, that's hilarious. Bernie said something, Hanson says, so should we hear a little clip of Bernie's speech since he dropped out like an hour ago and we want to hear what he has to say?
Well, he's been making the same damn speech since 1972.
Right. If he mentions the 1%.
Millionaires and billionaires! Let's hear what Bernie has to say.
I wish I could give you better news, but I think you know the truth. And that is that we are now some 300 delegates behind Vice President Biden, and the path toward victory is virtually impossible. So while we are winning the ideological battle, and while we are winning the support of so many young people and working people throughout the country, I have concluded that this battle for the Democratic nomination will not be successful.
There you go.
And so today, I am announcing the suspension of my campaign.
He goes on to say that the current coronavirus is proof that our national health care system is flawed and we need to go to single payer and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because they're doing great in those countries.
But looking forward, he made this point, and I think this is interesting. I've already seen people tweeting about the impact of this.
On a practical note, let me also say this. I will stay on the ballot in all remaining states and continue to gather delegates. While Vice President Biden will be the nominee, we must continue working to assemble as many delegates as possible at the Democratic Convention, where we will be able to exert significant influence over the party platform and other functions.
Well, that's interesting.
So specifically, he needs 25% of the delegate count, which is the threshold for him to be able to challenge existing rules at the DNC. If he falls short of that, I guess he's not able to kind of say, hey, we should change things to do it this way.
I would like to have a rule where we don't have a nominee who's out of their mind.
For example.
For example. so old they don't know where they are.
So that 25% delegate threshold, I think, is what he's shooting for so then he can exert influence on the party.
Yeah. So the rest of Biden's campaign then is going to be, listen, vote for me, would you? Otherwise, Bernie's going to be a pain in the ass at the convention.
Well,
Bernard Sanders.
Bernie's a smart guy. He's got to realize that there's all kinds of things that could happen with the Joe Biden deal, not to mention with the economy and the coronavirus and everything else. But there's a lot of wild cards out there. So to completely, get out would just be a mistake. And so that's what he's doing. He's still keeping a toe in the water that if enough things broke the right direction, he could still be the nominee in his mind. I don't think it would be him. I think if for some reason Biden can't make it to the finish line, there's a Gavin Newsom, there's a Governor Cuomo, there are other options. But yeah, for him to keep
Hillary.
The door open. Hillary, oh geez. I keep forgetting that.
I can't believe I said that.
Well, I can't believe you said that. How dare you? The Carol Baskin of politics, Hillary Clinton. I could see a scenario where the Democratic heavyweights get together in some hotel room, socially distancing, keeping their masks on, of course, so they don't speak moistly on each other, and have Gavin and Cuomo briefly go back and forth on why they think they ought to be the guy, and if a clear consensus doesn't emerge in that, like, 20-minute, maybe an hour-long meeting, then they flip a coin. Whoever wins the coin flip is the presidential nominee. Whoever doesn't is the Veep. And they go to war with that in November instead of a clearly addled Joe Biden or an ancient communist crackpot.
Do you think they're feeding Biden ginkgo biloba and shark fin oil and just nonstop vitamin B12 just all day long?
Yeah, exactly.
Massaging his head. They're trying everything.
got a 20cc ginseng drip going 24/7.
Right.
Trying to revitalize his noggin. I don't know.
Try head on. Rub some head on his forehead. Anything.
Can't hurt. I don't dislike Joe Biden. I don't like his policies, but I don't know what his policies are. He's a typical politician. He says whatever he needs to say. I think he's a nice old fella. But I really think his mind is going on him, and fairly quickly.
Say when him bushwhacking, corn swoggling, crocker crocker, he's gonna roll away. Cutter.
How can you argue against that platform?
Oh, God, hey, that's funny.
That is only slightly less coherent than that whole bizarre, ever since the Civil War, our 16, well, the 17 back in the...
Right.
The curves is a... the democracy is... Yeah, that was not good. You would take granddad to see his doctor if he said stuff like Biden said recently.
Oh, I'd be horrified.
And that's on TV appearances, which you'd think are crafted and prepped for, and his advisors are telling him, all right, we really want to hit these three key points, that sort of thing. And he gets on and he sounds like somebody with a neurological condition.
So here's what Trump has tweeted. Bernie Sanders is out. Thank you to Elizabeth Warren. If not for her, Bernie would have won almost every state on Super Tuesday. This ended just like the Democrats and the DNC wanted. Same as the crooked Hillary fiasco. The Bernie people should come to the Republican Party. Trade! And then after Bernie spoke, he tweeted, wow, Bernie is unwilling to give up his delegates and wants more of them? What's that all about?
Ah. Yeah. Well, obviously Trump is trolling the Democrats, trying to whip up as much angst as he possibly can, and I wish him well in that endeavor. Mm. We have a lot of good tape that we haven't played.
Yeah, we have, and then finally I got to pay this off. Speaking of Bernie's out, so is Carol Baskin. The murderous tiger owner, Carol Baskin from Tiger King, said she will not be in the reunion show, which is going to be called Tiger King, Murder, Mayhem, and Madness.
Is this on the advice of her lawyers? Show.
This is almost guaranteed to be horrible.
Well, this extra
The only people who show up are going to be all the losers who need the money for meth.
Well, that's a lot of people. Just the losers are going to show up.
You'll have one arm. You'll have no legs. You'll have weird kind of hippie long hair guy.
Yeah. No legs. No legs is not a tweaker.
He's the most normal person in the whole show. He lost both of his legs in a skydiving accident, but he's the most normal person there. Although,
I still think the campaign manager is the most normal.
Yeah. But the person who was there the whole time.
If I was going to trust one person to babysit my children when they were young, it would be the drug kingpin, which says something about the rest of the cast of the show. But no, Carol Baskin's not going to be there, and freaking Joe Exotic might be on the phone from his prison cell, but
so
that's it.
Joe Exotic can't be there. He's in prison. Carol Baskin won't be in it. Joe's husband, Dylan Passage, so one of his husband killed themselves. Is this Toothless, or does he end
up... No, this is another...
Toothless has moved on to a woman.
Yeah,
right. He got her pregnant, the secretary or whatever,
right,
and decided he's straight or was straight all along. And
well, he only went gay for meth and tigers.
So is this Dylan Passage, that like 18-year-old?
Yeah.
Oh, man, because I haven't watched the last episode. So he ends up marrying that poor kid. God dang it. To parents, raise your kids to where they feel like they've got somebody that cares about them so they don't go out into the world looking for anyone to show them that.
Is Doc Antel, the fat sex tiger cult leader, going to be in it?
God, that guy.
He's definitely the smartest guy in the show.
Yeah. He's evil, but he's super smart.
Yeah, Carol Baskin's pretty
let's,
smart,
let's hear
too.
Him out. Let's hear him out. He's got a nice little collection of women over there.
Yeah, I don't think he's crazy at all. I think he's got the same desires as many criminals. He wants sex, money, and power, and he knows exactly what he's doing.
He said he has been flooded with applications to come join his ranch lifestyle thing since this thing started.
By attractive, lonely women whose parents didn't let them know they're loved.
Pretty much.
He didn't mention that, but I think that's safe to assume.
He edited that part out of the news release. I figure they probably will flock to me anyway. I'll leave that part out.
Maybe this study has already been done. What percentage of people who end up in a cult had parents that cared about them or at all?
Right, who had present parents, and if present, non-abusive. I think the numbers would be overwhelming.
God dang it. That's when the show turns so sad to me. It's exploiting the saddest, most vulnerable people out there is what's going on there. Which happens all the time. I mean, that's just... Ugh.
And honestly, to be a member/worker at a 12-hour-a-day working tiger sex cult is one of the least horrible examples of that sort of thing I've seen. I mean, the people all seem to be healthy and well-fed and... You know, they had a job, they had a purpose, they had tigers.
You might retire with fewer limbs than you started with.
Yeah, well, a little expired meat pizza amongst friends.
No, I'm talking, no. I'm talking about Doc Antle's tiger sex cult.
Oh,
Jungle Kingdom, as opposed to Joe Exotic's meth-fed, arm-chewed-off sex cult. Temporarily gay Animal Kingdom.
Oh yeah, so the women, you're spending a lot of hours, not making a lot of money feeding tigers. You got to have sex with that repulsive dude. But that's the end of the awfulness.
I think so. Yeah, yeah. God, the whole thing. You're straight, but a guy says, "Listen, I can get you some meth and you can pet some tigers." Well, all right. Let's not only have a brief relationship, let's have a long-term relationship. No. Let's get married. You got the tigers and the meth.
Heck,
how can I say no?
Heck, I'll be on camera tongue-kissing you.
Yeah, I'll get your name tattooed on my groin.
Oh.
Property of Joe Exotic is what he had tattooed on his groin.
Is that
right
the guy
on the groin.
Was that the guy that shot himself?
No,
or the one-tooth guy?
I think that was Toothless.
Yeah. And Toothless later got that tattoo covered up, too. Badly. I mean, really badly.
Oh, geez.
That was terrible. You haven't seen that episode yet, huh?
No, I haven't.
Let me just tell you this. Anybody who sees the scene of him having his groin tattoo covered will rethink the whole concept of groin tattoos. He is not enjoying that experience a bit.
Well, see, that's a lesson for everyone. It's practically an after-school special. It's just a good tip for the kids right there.
Armstrong and Getty.
The CDC estimates that over 30% of people get insufficient sleep, interfering with millions of Americans' productivity at work, quality time with family, and enjoyment out of everyday life. Dose of Hemp has committed to helping their customers get back to restful sleep and enjoying life with their CBD products. Say goodbye to the days of waiting in line for expensive prescription refills. Simply visit doseofhemp.com and choose the product that's right for you. Topical creams that may help with feelings, sleep sprays that may help improve sleep, and even products for improved mood and well-being. See your order in just 2 to 3 days with their fast, reliable shipping. With over 200 years of experience, you know exactly what you're getting with Dose of Hemp. Their CBD products are 100% toxic-free, U.S. grown, organic, and produced in FDA-approved facilities. So stop struggling. Right now, Dose of Hemp is offering listeners 10% off their entire order with promo code RADIO. Visit doseofhemp.com to take advantage of this offer.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Man, that is really scary. You should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? Healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. HealthIQ.com/easy.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Don't be left watching Netflix reruns this summer. Use your screen time to future-proof your career with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. One of the best investments you can make is your education. So take the first step today. Summer classes start June 8th and enrollment is happening now. High school students, summer is the perfect time to pick up some college credits. With no tuition costs and enrollment is now completely online, call 242-7500 or go online to shastacollege.edu/apply.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Back in the year of 1 and 9, when the world seemed just fine, normal people broke the line till COVID came along. Bread in the heart of Hubei Chu, don't worry bro, it's just the flu. Just leave it off, it won't kill you, Jinping cannot be wrong. China, there's nothing finer, lying to a straight into a face. your economy. Don't accuse the Times of spreading lies. Every word is true. More importantly, is your terminology in line with current policy? Would hate to offend, now wouldn't we? Oh, I finally believe the who. China, they make designer clothes and jewelry, that much is true. China, they make you buy us goods and services, but not the flu.
This goes on. The lyrics are helpfully provided on the video because some of them are tough to get. It's actually very, very clever. And yeah, you can fade it. It's China sand in JJ whenever you blame them for it, was that line essentially. It's very funny and some really good commentary. I think we have those videos posted at armstrongandgetty.com. Is that right? Came across a number of COVID and China-related songs, most of which are stupid and not funny.
Was really not prepared for the renaissance of comedy slash parody music that would come out of the coronavirus epidemic.
Most of it is bad.
True.
A lot of people have sent this, hey, guys, you got to see this, hilarious. It's barely mildly amusing. There are some that are very funny. And we have them at armstrongandgetty.com. And I'll keep looking for them. And listen, if you are a tough laugh, okay? You have a fairly sophisticated humor palette. Feel free to email a link to mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. If you're the sort of person who guffaws at anything like you're 4 years old, don't send it. Because it's just... Anyway, you can email us anytime you want, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. So the Pope, oh, he's a fine fellow, isn't he, Pope Francis? He said the coronavirus pandemic is one of nature's responses to humans ignoring the current ecological crisis. He thinks it may be punishment for global warming. Not global warning. Warning. There's warming. In an email published Wednesday, the pontiff said the outbreak offered an opportunity to slow down the rate of production and consumption and learn to understand and contemplate the natural world. We did not respond to the partial catastrophes. Who now speaks of the fires in Australia? Or remember that 18 months ago, a boat could cross the North Pole because the glaciers had all melted? Who speaks now of the floods? I don't know if these are the revenge of nature, but they are certainly nature's responses. The Chinese bat-eaten, coughing commie death, Mr. Pope, sir, is not a punishment for global warming, all right? It's a bunch of people who don't practice normal hygiene in a communist regime that is utterly dishonest and irresponsible with the outbreak of a terrible disease. Just get back to poping and praying and the rest of it. We really don't need your help. People are going to look back on this. It's a crackpot.
Get back to poping?
Yeah, well, and he's bitching about the homeless and the rest of it, that the hotels are empty but the homeless are on the streets. Well, you open a hotel. You got lots of room in the Vatican, Mr. Pope. Where are the bums and junkies in the Vatican?
Good one.
It's an enormous complex.
Wait a second. Are you telling me there are reasons that it wouldn't be that workable? Yeah, there are a lot of reasons why it wouldn't be that workable for your hotel either. I do have some good advice. I got this from the New York Times on how to look better on camera for your Zoom meetings and your FaceTime and everything like that. These are actually good tips.
Sunglasses always help. You don't look as hungover,
what?
Or sleepy, or old.
I think you're gonna look
or all three.
I think you're gonna look a little Hollywood if you show up to your Zoom meeting in sunglasses. But these are some good tips.
Armstrong and Getty.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions: Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 200 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text THINK to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 88% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, text THINK to 35517. That's THINK to 35517.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline.
Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
You may have seen the sign. You may have even driven by it today. Hi, I'm Rick Gendra, owner of Gendra 76 on the corner of Cypress and Bocelli. We've been a family-owned automotive care and repair business since 1979. And yes, we still pump your gas and clean your glass. Stop by anytime. Let us show you what old-fashioned service is all about. And try our app to save up to 25 cents per gallon of quality 76 gas.
Aloha. This is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please, help. My son shot his brother. 911, what is your emergency?
Okay.
911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
At the Ocean Park Zoo in Hong Kong, the giant pandas who live there are mating naturally for the first time in a decade. Turns out all they needed to get in the mood was not having thousands of people pointing at them and taking pictures all day.
That would help.
Performance anxiety.
The biggest news of the day politically is Bernie has gotten out of the race, although he is going to leave his name on the ballot and is, I guess, encouraging people to vote for him so he can continue to acquire delegates, so he'll have some power at the convention. I think he is not saying out loud, but he thinks there's a chance Biden stumbles so bad nobody wants him as the nominee, so, which is certainly a possibility.
Not politically, but neurologically, I think, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. One would lead to the other, but yeah, absolutely. Well, it seemed like I had some other important stuff before I get to this frivolous thing. USA Today's got a headline. Some people are having difficulty in behaving themselves in terms of eating during this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, thank you for that.
I feel bad for those people.
That must be terrible. I went through the McDonald's drive-thru day before yesterday. Big Mac, small fries, freaking delicious. I'm telling you, delicious. God, that's good.
Had a conversation with the wife that the wine is flowing a bit freely around here, and it has calories.
Oh, so it's not the inebriant effect that is worrying you. It is the number of calories.
Oh, yeah. It's easy to gain a lot of weight by, you know, just having a couple too many glasses.
You spread them out.
You spread them out over the evening. You're not drunk. You just, every one of them's 125 calories, and, you know, it adds up.
I remember thinking that when I used to have, like, a big drink at night, and I'd think, that's the same calories like if I sat down and ate, like, 9 candy bars.
Sure.
I would never do that.
Half a pie.
Yeah. Who'd eat a half a pie? Why would I leave the other half? How to look good on camera, according to Tom Ford, who is everything fashion. He told Maureen Dowd in the New York Times how to look good on camera. A lot of people are struggling with this, with their Zoom meetings, with their FaceTimes. I look particularly bad because I have a bulbous red nose, and there's something about the camera that, like, it really exacerbates that, and it's just bright, bright red. But anyway, for everyone else, this is what Tom Ford says you should do. Put the computer up on a stack of books so the camera is slightly higher than your head.
Oh, yeah, pro tip.
Say about the top of your head and then point it down into your dreamy eyes.
No, I have mine below, going up my nostrils.
So get a good look.
Yeah, everybody looks, this is something that us normal people don't ever worry about, or I don't ever think about, because I don't really care, but on Comedians in Car with Coffee, they have a camera in the car, and I remember when Alec Baldwin, who has at various times been the sexiest man in America and knows all about camera angles, he got into Jerry Seinfeld's car where they've got the camera, and he said, I have a feeling I'm about to enter the world of the unflattering camera angle. So anybody, even somebody as handsome as him, feels he's got, you know, a good look and a bad look, depending on where the camera is, which I thought was interesting.
Well, one of the positives of my daughter being home from college for this prolonged absence from classes is that she has really tutored my wife in the art of the selfie. And has really corrected her technique and everything. And no, Mom, no. Here, from this angle, there you go. Tilt your head. There we go. Click.
Is she making the duck lips and everything?
Not so much. No.
Arching her back, the whole thing?
Oh, boy.
So you put the computer up on a stack of books so it's slightly, looking a little slightly down into you. Then you take a tall lamp. And
you know, I got to point out right there, you know, if you ever feel like people are looking down at you, at least you look good.
And better angle. You right, looking down on me is a good angle for me.
Right. It makes you look better.
Then you take a tall lamp and set it next to the computer on the side of your face that you feel is best. I don't know that, but maybe you do.
Back of my head. The side of my face.
The lamp should be in line with and slightly behind the computer so that the light falls nicely on your face. Well, wouldn't we all like the light to fall nicely on our face? Then you put a piece of white paper or a white tablecloth on the table that you're sitting at. You make sure it can't be seen in the frame, and that will give you a bit of a, it says here, will give you a bit of fill and bounce.
Yes, that's what I'm looking for.
Fill and bounce. I don't know what that is.
Fill and bounce in the morning. No, it's that little glow Like when they take your picture for like a really serious portrait and they use those big, like, what are those, like Mylar or whatever it is, reflecty things?
Mm.
That is a similar idea.
The old fill and bounce. And then the final thing is have lots of powder handy for your shiny spots, it says here.
Yeah, not doing that.
Yeah, probably not going to do that.
But... a nice glowy lamp is not going to make you shine that much anyway.
I don't know. Why don't we just all take our best picture of us and hold it up to the camera? You don't need to see my mouth move. Or I'll cut out the lips and do like a Conan O'Brien thing. Just talk through the picture of myself.
That's a good idea. Can I use a picture from yesteryear, please?
Yeah, and if I'm going to use a picture, why have it be 2020? There's nothing wrong with 2018 or 2005.
Exactly. I was me then.
Yeah, I was still me. Hilarious. And I'm looking at different newspaper headlines. People have different takes. I don't know if it's depending on the mood you want to go to, but talking about how many are dead. We crossed the 10,000 mark in the United States, actually by quite a bit. We're now at, what, about 13,000, had our worst death day ever yesterday. But then other newspapers with the hopeful signs and how in these areas we may be past the worst of it. I guess.
Well, I think New York, that's gotten the worst of it, has peaked. I think, according to the projections that most people seem to be taking most seriously, they will begin trending downward in terms of death soon. The governor pointed out that the number of new patients admitted to hospitals is trending downward.
And as we started the show, there's a lot of conversation in certain circles, and this is going to grow over coming days, weeks, months, years, decades, and perhaps centuries. This might leave that kind of a mark. Certainly economists will talk about it. Did we overreact in the way that we not only flattened the curve, but flattened the economy? Was that an overreaction? I don't know the answer to that. And it'll be impossible to ever know how many people would have died if we hadn't gone to these extremes. That's just an unknowable number. But if it ends up being way short of, say, the 140,000 to 200,000 that they were talking about, if it ends up being way short of that, you're going to hear a lot of chatter about we went too far and all these people whose businesses are never coming back, the family restaurant is never coming back, that was too much.
Yeah, well, even the liberal Washington Post is saying it's looking increasingly like we're going to be way short of those projections. And as I recall, those projections were with full going into our COVID cocoons, right?
Yeah.
It was going to be 100, 200,000 if we did
that
all
was
this stuff.
Yeah, those were the good news numbers.
Now, by Wednesday morning, why, that's today, the University of Washington model that a lot of people are predicting is now predicting a total of 60,400 U.S. deaths by August.
Which would be the same as the flu 3 years ago.
Right. Layered on top of the flu this year, but yeah. Yeah, it would just be a pretty bad flu year. Although, again, it's that 60,000 with all these extreme measures. So what it would have been
without
the extreme measures, we don't know. Two times, 10 times, 50 times, we don't know.
But I haven't heard anybody, have you, say that projections, the dire projections about the economy are overblown.
No.
I haven't seen any of that.
No.
So the economy will be every bit as flattened and devastated as anybody predicted, but not the health. Well, some of your epidemiologists will say that's a win. That's a huge win.
Maybe. You know, I'm taking a look at the economic thing, and I've read some, you know, learned articles and some think tank pieces and the rest of it. And I must admit, I can imagine cascading badness coming from this in ways we didn't anticipate. I mean, you stop, you know, all those restaurants close, all those people are out of work, they stop getting haircuts, they stop buying sports gear, mm-hmm. they stop doing everything else, and it's a vortex of nasty. On the other hand, I can also picture unanticipated positive things happening. Businesses surging forward, rehiring more people than expected, a government program works pretty successfully, and I don't know. There's a huge, it actually reminds me of my favorite graph of COVID cases. The range of possible is so big, it's almost useless. And you know, I have so much faith in American ingenuity and our economy and our people and everything. I don't want to be Chief Dark Cloud But I can picture a huge range of outcomes over the next year or two, from the inspiringly not so bad to the just rhymes with spitty.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at this headline. There's no consensus anymore. The equity strategy team at Bank of America Global Research, who make their money by being right about this stuff and guessing, said there's a recent spike in dispersion among earnings estimates as a sign of how broad the expected range of outcomes has become. In other words, they're all over the place, and they have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear I'm not alone.
Mika Brzezinski of MSNBC knows what's happening. Every single death she can attribute.
Every minute the president speaks, somebody dies.
I was watching. I was going.
100% of people who eat pickles die.
So I was going through the Twitter thread last night after it was announced that John Prine, one of my all-time favorite musicians, died of the corona. And I was just going through some people I like and their comments, and people were quoting lyrics and that sort of stuff, you know. But every fifth tweet would be a Trump killed John Prine. John Prine's body should be laid at Trump's feet. You know, that sort of stuff. Like, just
did anybody mention Xi Jinping?
Regularly through the thread. No, nobody did.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
Yeah, if that's
democracy can't work.
If having that life view, blaming a person in the other party for everything, good or bad, is the way you travel, I guess good for you.
Speaking of saying dumb stuff, can I hear that Dr. Phil clip number 20?
If you spend 10 minutes a day where you actually spend time relaxing, and I don't mean chilling out and watching TV. I mean, for example, you tense your body up, every muscle in your body for 10 seconds, and then relax for 10 seconds. Then tense up for 10 seconds, relax for 10 seconds. You do that 10 times twice a day. Then that lets the tension flow out of your body, and the results last for up to 8 hours.
What? Head on, apply directly to the forehead.
Okay, so it's relaxation exercises. All right, Dr.
I'm not sure I could tense up every muscle at once.
All my toes,
all my fingers, my buttocks, my legs, my arms.
Pretend you're part of a NASA G-forces experiment. Ready? They're going to shoot the rocket sled now. Oh!
Yeah, when I...
4, 5... You're going to have an aneurysm if you do that.
When I did the Blue Angels flight and you had to, like, hold your blood in your brain so that you didn't pass out...
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of like tensing up all your muscles.
Is that how you're supposed to do it? You go...
Kind of like that, yeah.
Oh, that doesn't sound good to me.
Keeps the blood from flowing out of your head.
Of course, you'd eaten Thai food before you went on.
Well, that's a different aspect of it. There's
yeah,
no reason to bring that up.
Yeah, really, that's just kicking a man. That's a kicking a friend. I don't know why you'd be doing that.
I threw up volumes and volumes of Thai food. Why are you shaking your head?
Of the cuisines to have a reversal on, that seems like one of the worst ones.
Really? I thought it was one of the better. I filled 2 bags with rice.
I guess, rice. I was thinking I was picturing spicier cuisine, and I feel like that would be a less enjoyable. Not that there's a good, enjoyable reversal, but.
Oh, God.
Yeah, if you'd ordered like a noodle curry dish, that would have been worse.
It wasn't the Thai food. It was the drinking with it.
Oh.
You think? That's what did me in. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC. If you've got any reality of your life, how much longer can your business go without being open, et cetera, et cetera? How's teaching your kids to read at home, et cetera, et cetera? 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Your office. Whether it's a home office or an office, it's where you conduct your business. It reflects who you are. You got a handsome desk, a stylish chair, even your pencil holder completes the look. Everything is right. Well, everything but that crummy plastic mat under your office chair. It dents and cracks, the corners curl up. Why do you have that? You need the glass chair mat by Vitraza. Smooth enough to glide on and strong enough to hold 1,000 pounds. Our glass chair mats never dent. You get a lifetime warranty and it's beautiful. Get the look you deserve. You won't find Vitraza glass chair mats at the office superstore. You order direct at Vitraza. That's V as in Victor, I-T, RAZZA.com. Shipping is free, and you save 10% with discount code OFFICE. That's $25 to $75 off any Vitraza glass chair mat with discount code OFFICE. Vitraza.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-908-1616 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-908-1616. That's 800-908-1616, 1-800-908-1616.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So we're winded and we're running out of time in the show. So we got two clips here for you. One on what we were just talking about, the economy and opening it up and the projections being wrong, maybe on the number of deaths, that sort of stuff. And then something hilarious. So first, Tucker Carlson.
Before we go ahead and alter our lives and our country forever, it is fair to ask about the numbers. Their numbers. The ones we acted on the first time that turned out to be completely wrong. How'd they screw that up so thoroughly? That is a fair question. If they can answer that question, answer it slowly, rationally, in a way that makes sense and suggests a deeper humility going forward as they make more decisions, then that's adequate. That's enough. They're allowed to make more public policy decisions. But if they can't answer that question, if they dissemble or dodge or attack the people who ask it, then you know they are disqualified forever from influencing our lives. Let's see if they can do it. They should.
Sounds pretty good, and I think there's going to be a lot of that in the coming days, weeks, and months. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I hate to be a media blamer, but you also have the phenomenon where if they give a range of 400,000 to a million, the media will say, up to a million dead, a million dead.
Right. And so then we promised you also something funny. This is Tracy Morgan, who was on the Today Show.
Me and my wife been quarantining here for like 3 weeks, so she's pregnant three times. Every week she got pregnant. And we're role-playing a lot now. She's playing a young maiden whose grandfather was infected with coronavirus, and I'm the scientist who discovered the cure, and she'll do anything to save her grandfather's life.
Okay.
And I mean anything.
Well, you are a creative one.
I was just watching the show. This tiger in the Bronx Zoo got me scared. So I'm going to get all my pets tested.
Yeah.
I'm getting my sharks tested. I'm getting my moray eel tested. I just bought a 600-pound silverback gorilla. I'm going to take him down to New York Presbyterian and get him tested.
He makes me belly laugh.
It reminds me. It reminds me.
You are the creative one.
It reminds me of Tina Fey saying, you just follow him around and write things down. He just lives his day. That's how they wrote for 30 Rock. You just follow him around and write down what he says.
Final thoughts with A&G.
Yeah!
She'd do anything, and I mean anything. Here's your host, Joe Getty.
Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. He presses the buttons, he pulls the levers, he keeps us on the air. Michael, what's your final thought?
Yeah, I'm going to buy a muscle suit and a good toupee for Facebook and Zoom. I don't look good on camera.
Beautiful. Hey, Positive Sean, our producer, final thought for the folks?
Yes, I'm a stickler for the differences between best and favorite. Now, they are not the best Saturday Night Live sketches of all time, but my favorite Saturday Night Live sketches of all time are Tracy Morgan doing Brian Fellows, the animal expert. Those are just, I guffaw laughing every single time he says, does that donkey fix cars?
Yeah. That monkey is crazy.
Jack, a final thought?
Yeah, I couldn't be more disappointed that John Prine was taken by coronavirus. His album, Souvenirs, it's most of his best songs re-recorded with just him and a guitar. If you want an entrance into the world of John Prine, that's a really good one.
My final thought is my daughter, my 20-year-old, has agreed to an interview on Friday's show. My friend Tim had the idea. Listeners should submit questions for her to answer, and she can pick which ones she wants to answer.
Wow. Ask Joe's daughter anything.
Ask Joe's daughter is your subject line. Mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com. That's mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it is. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. The level of uncomfortable that the NBC Today Show people had with Tracy Morgan is really the highlight of that.
And for good reason.
Yeah, that's true. Well, he got $90 million from Walmart when they crashed into his limo, so he doesn't care what anybody thinks of anything. Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
Man, I wish I could get Target to plow into my F-150.
Yeah, I don't want to get hurt as bad as him. He almost died.
Right,
but, you know,
right.
Like $10 million worth. You can hit me that hard if you want.
So many people to thank. So little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. All of our podcasts are there, downloadable. If you missed a segment of the show or you want to listen to the extra long, we got some good Armstrong and Getty swag. You can email us, as I said, mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com.
We will see you tomorrow with the latest. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's good.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
Let's get married.
Heck, I'll be on camera tongue kissing you.
I'll get your name tattooed on my groin.
Oh.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.